T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for John Shimkus to stop being a crybaby and to be fighting the Democrats. You don't have to agree with President Trump on everything. I certainly disagree with him on a few things, but I support him for re-election.
That was State Representative from Illinois, David McSweeney. I had him on the show Friday, and he was making some comments about Congressman John Shimkus, so we've invited the congressman on this morning just to let him tell his side of this issue. John, good morning to you.
Oh, I love politics, Mark.
Is that why you're getting out of it?
The state rep to no longer be named, he's using this, obviously, to help his name ID in the southern part of the state. He wants to run statewide. I've donated him. I support him. And you think you'd have the guts to call me than to trash me on the radio. First, he can trash me afterwards. But if he has my cell number, why not give me a call?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're saying you've not spoken to him, correct?
Of course not, Mark. No. That would kind of destroy the attack mode. Why would he do that?
Yeah. So I heard some of your comments last week from our sister station, KMOX, with your reaction to what happened in Syria. Still feel that way?
Yeah, I get very emotional about being an Army guy. I mean, it's like there's a lot of eight-man football being played in Illinois, a co-op, small schools. It's like co-oping with a team to play football, and then the one school leaves the field and leaves the other school there to fight to play the game. The Kurds have been our allies since the first Gulf War. Even under the Saddam Hussein regime, we protected the northern part of Iraq through a no-fly zone. They were the ones who were gassed by Saddam Hussein. They are tremendous fighters and warriors. And now what have we done? First of all, we've stabbed them in the back. Secondly, we've allowed Turkey to invade. Thirdly, we've allowed now the Kurds to align with Bashar al-Assad and the Russians. Just terrible. And the war fighters, they've been quoted, obviously anonymously, are as distraught as I am.
So let me ask this, and I don't pretend to understand all of the different tribal aspects of the Kurds and what goes on there in northern Syria. We had Jim Carafano on here last week from Heritage, and he said that this decision, this pullout decision, really only ever involved about 150 or 200 U.S. troops to begin with. Them being there is what prevented, the only thing that prevented Turkey from bombing them sooner?
Yeah, just like me on the West German border. When I served in West Germany, why didn't the Soviets cross the line? Because we had U.S. troops there. Now, I don't know what's going on. In the history of this country, as I've said numerous times, we have a person in the president who is unique. He can't be defined by hardly any other political creature. I just think he didn't take any advice and counsel on this. And all I know is the results on the ground. You've got an attack by Turkey. You have the Turks aligning, and moving. You've got now our allies with the butcher of Syria, along with the Russians, and a destabilized environment. Plus, we send a continued signal that allies, U.S. allies, are not to be counted on. It's just terrible. I've been wondering why I've kind of blown up so much about this. And I just think it's like a cup of water that's full to its brim, and then all it takes is one more drop to spill over. And it's really unfortunate that we can't stand with an ally that we've been with decades. I could guarantee you I'm really a Ronald Reagan Republican. I can guarantee you Reagan would not have made that call.
So what about, I saw your initial statement last week was you're off the Donald Trump support list, and you had your name pulled off of his campaign over there in Illinois. So right. You're not going to, but you issued a statement later clarifying that didn't mean you wouldn't still support him on other initiatives. Is that correct?
Well, bottom line is, if the Democrats move in the direction they're moving with a socialist, there's no way I'm going to vote for a socialist. So, you know, we'll be continued to be supportive. Again, this decision just reeks of no advice and counsel, a hip pocket decision that I think has been very destructive to the, you know, the decades that we've spent in that region of the world. So no, I mean, a Trump warn, easy call, Trump. I mean, but this was a terrible decision, and this is emblematic on how President Trump operates. It's all emotion, no consultation. Wouldn't it be fair just to give the Kurds a 3-week notice instead of saying we're out the day of?
No, I don't know if that's how that went down or not. I do know that he made the decision to pull the troops out.
I can guarantee
you. But don't see any strategic advantage to the U.S. to not be involved in that Syrian conflict?
It's a strategic disadvantage of what the president has done.
Okay.
It has harmed our position in the world, not only there, but around the world. And I would say it's going to take decades to repair.
Wow. Wow.
This is a strategic, fundamental failure.
Okay. You made your decision not to run for re-election, correct?
Right.
You're not running for re-election. Would this have been a harder decision for you if you were running for re-election?
It may have been. I mean, I know where my district is. I would have to continue to educate them and talk to them about really military defense and security. And I think the people who've worn the uniform understand where my emotion comes from.
Okay. Well, good. Well, listen, Congressman, I wanted to give you an opportunity to get on here because, you know, we didn't have State Rep McSweeney on specifically for the purpose of attacking you. But once he did, I wanted to give you a chance to respond. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I just came back from overseas from the NATO meetings, and the Turks were there. And you can bet that this was a big part of the discussion over the last 2.5 days.
Yeah, I'm certain that it was. John Shimkus, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Mark. Take care.
You bet. Congressman John Shimkus there, a 15th congressional district over there in Illinois. Feels very strongly about that, clearly. So wanted to give him an opportunity to get on here and explain where he was coming from. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Jill from Carrollton, Illinois, the winner of our Where's Hunter t-shirt this hour. We'll give two more of them away tomorrow and the rest of the week. It's going to be good. Hey, got Chris Arps coming up here in a few minutes, and Mark Harder is going to call us, county councilman, to talk about the loop trolley and whether or not we ought to just turn it into a bar. What do you think? Isn't that a good idea?
Sounds like a pretty clever idea.
Generate some tip money anyway that might help pay for it. We'll be back.